U.S. plans mass production of reverse-engineered Iranian Shahed drones. The United States is preparing to mass-produce a low-cost combat drone modeled on Iran's Shahed 136, also known as the Geranium 2. These one-way, or kamikaze, drones gain notoriety for their lethality and affordability, killing six American service members in Kuwait on the 1st of March, during the ongoing Iran war. The U.S. reverse-engineered the design from drones used by Russia in Ukraine, eventually creating its own version called the Low-Cost Uncrewed Combat Attack System, or LUCAS, which costs about $35,000 per unit. With the war in Iran already costing an estimated $16 billion, LUCAS offers a budget alternative to the MQ-9 Reaper, which costs $16 million and has suffered significant losses to Iranian attacks. The U.S. military hopes to produce the drone at scale, refining its capabilities into a practical and expendable weapon. Iran has supplied Russia with Shahed for use in Ukraine since the 2022 invasion. The reports suggest Iran has struggled to meet Russia's demand. Russia has begun producing Shaheds domestically, sharing updated models and satellite imagery with Iran. These upgraded drones are more precise, resistant to electronic jamming, and potentially more effective in combat. The U.S. faces challenges in intercepting low-cost drones with expensive missiles, as seen during Houthi attacks in the Red Sea, when $2,000 drones were shot down with missiles costing $2 million each. Laser defense systems promise cheaper interceptions at under $5 per shot, but they remain unreliable in bad weather or sandy desert environments. As the conflict continues, the U.S. is pivoting toward an approach that combines high-end drones like the Reaper with mass-produced LUCAS drones, reflecting a shift toward cost-effective and scalable aerial warfare.